New Zealand, we were hungry to get out and play some good cricket. Personally, I just wanted to win, so I'd do whatever I can to help the team. It was a batting track, but most of my wickets actually skidded through, then there was one caught. But it's a good personal performance, but we're sad for the team.
Which weekend did you enjoy the most out of the four?
Sorry?
Which weekend did you enjoy the most out of the four that you took?
Which wicket? Them all. If I'm being honest, it's a blur because it's just happening so fast. So every wicket is precious.
And tell us something, like, you have played for 17 years of international cricket. To start from where you started in 1999 to be where today, how much has the journey been? How the journey has been for you?
I came back to international cricket back over last summer. Worked my way into the Australian series and then to the qualifiers and now onto the World Cup. So I kind of was out of international cricket for a couple of years. So this personally is great today, but we're really hurt by this loss. We thought we could take Sri Lanka today and we thought we should have won. So.
You guys think you can turn it around now
with the losses? Yeah, we're absolutely going to try. We have to keep on going. We're a team on the up, and these challenges we have to take in our strides.
No, I'm still fascinated about your journey because these are very joyous, and Cecilia, they are more spoken about. You have kind of flown under the radar. Tell us something about your background, how did cricket start, and how much has bowling changed for you mentally?
Where did it start? It started. I'm playing cricket 26 years now, so it started a long time ago when there was no TVs probably. But I don't know, like I've gone into the radar, but I'm okay with that. You know, like I show up every now and again and make an appearance, and I suppose that's what I did today. But we lost, and that's actually the bigger picture here. Which
and when you grew up, what did you idolise as a leg spinner?
Obviously Shane Warne. But I actually started off wicket-keeping and bowling little, I don't know what they were, but then I took up leg spin, yeah, and I even went with the blonde hair, so that's where I've gone with that.
How did the change come about by seeing Shane Warne or did somebody say that you were a better leg spinner than a baseballer?
I actually just literally seen him on TV and started, you know, trying to do it, and that's where it's come from, yeah. My passion for the game. It's great, and even I suppose in Ireland, we're, you know, like the Aussies, I suppose they win all the time. We don't, and it's even more of a drive to keep on going to push the next generation, and I suppose to see where we can go as well.
So when you were out for 2 years, what were you doing that period when you said you were out for international cricket for 2 years? What were you doing?
Supporting girls, and also I got involved, I suppose, on the digital side of things, and just helping promote women's cricket in Ireland.
And for Ireland cricket and for you to come and play a big tournament in India, how big it is for the state of Irish cricket?
Sorry, I missed sort of.
For you and the girls to come and play in India, how big it is for Ireland women's cricket?
It's a huge deal, but at the same time we're putting in huge work. Cricket Ireland are right behind us, they're putting in a great structure at home, and it's growing, the cricket in Ireland. So it's going in the right direction, and we have to be at these tournaments. Is that okay? Thanks.
Thank you.